All right, Ryan. Go ahead and tell me the story you see happening.
I see a little boy walking into a store. There's oranges and bottles and cans and grocery carts. He went in to it, to the store. Cookies were piled, and I think oranges were piled. And then there's a grocery man. And he picked a box of chocolate chip cookies. And when he picked it, they fell down. The keeper was mad. There was some cookies that were broken. He ran away.
And? All right, Ryan, go ahead and tell me this story.
There is a bunny and a dog, I think, were playing in the sandbox and making a sandcastle. The bunny was getting the sand from a bucket, and the dog was making the sandcastle. But the rabbit poured all the sand on it, and the dog looked surprised. The sandcastle was broke. The bunny had his mouth open, but the dog didn't. The dog was crying, but the bunny was just nervous.
All right, Ryan, go ahead and tell me the story.
Here's the doggy and the rabbit again. They are going for a picnic with their baskets in the woods. The bunny was really thirsty, but the dog wasn't. He looked at him surprised. There was a cake, cheese, and a basket, and the basket poured, and a carrot. The bunny ate all his stuff. There was an apple, it was all done. The cheese was all eaten, the carrot was all eaten, but the dog was still eating her sandwich and her juice. Well, drinking. Then the bunny had a tummy ache, but the dog was looking at the bunny surprised. Mrs. Bunny came and she was walking along, and then the dog ran to her, to doctor. He still had a tummy ache, and the dog was pulling her sleeve, and she looked surprised, the doctor. The doctor said he has a tummy ache from eating too much, and he had to lick with his tongue with a stick. Then she walked along with Rabbit. They went together, and the dog was only left with the picnic.
All right, go ahead, Brianna, tell me your story.
Well, the dog was going with a balloon on her wagon wheel, and the bunny ran to her. It looked like he was jogging. The bunny was surprised she had a balloon, and There was the doggy. She didn't look so happy. But then she screamed because the bunny was taking the balloon away from her. And then he let go of the balloon. It flew up, and they both yelled, "Come back." Then the balloon drifted away. The bunny had his ears down, but the dog was very mad. There was Mr. Rabbit carrying some balloons. They found him again by a bench and a garbage can. The rabbit ran up to him and said, "May I please have a blue balloon?" He said. $5 first. He pulled out his pockets, but there was no money. The dog was rushing to the bunny. Then they looked at the Mr. Bunny with a grin. They couldn't buy another balloon. Then Mrs. Rabbit, the Dr. Rabbit, and then was standing there. And then Little Rabbit went to go ask her something. "Can you please buy us a balloon?" said Rabbit. And then she looked at him amazed. "'Cause it's for $5 only," said Mr. Bunny. Then she paid $5 and they got two balloons. $10. Then they both hiked their balloons and they lived happily ever after.
All right, Leanne, go ahead and tell me the story.
There was a giraffe and a girl elephant. They were playing ball by the street on the sidewalk. By the swimming pool, And then they dropped the ball into the pool. They could not get it. But Giraffe dived in and was swimming, but Elephant was covering her eyes. Then he got it and gave it to her. She was amazed. Then he was soaking wet, and she hugged the ball, and he looked like a genius.
All right, Rianne, go ahead and tell me the story.
There they were again, by the pool, and there was a sign by the diving board, and it said, "No running." So they looked at the pool amazed for some reason. Then Elephant said, "I want to go on the diving board." And she ran to it. And she slipped. And Giraffe did too. And she scraped her knee. Ouch! She had X's in her eyes, something like that. Stars in her eyes. She was crying. The lifeguard came, and it was an elephant. "No running in the no running by the side of the pool," he said, the lifeguard. And he put a banding on it. She still had stars in her eyes. And then at least Giraffe didn't fall. And then it felt much better. See, no running in the pool, he said the lifeguard. Didn't you see that sign? No running, he was mad.
All right, Rianne, go ahead and tell me the story.
There was elephant with giraffe again, by the pool again. They found a plane with string at the back, and she had swirls in her eyes, the elephant, and the giraffe was spitting out spit. Then she caught it. He was like, huh? Splash, it landed in the pool. Oh no, they said. And then giraffe was very mad. It was just about to sink. And elephant was going. Then the lifeguard came again. And he had his hands on his hips. And the airplane was still there, but it wasn't sinking. Then it was almost going down. They explained to Mr. Elephant, Mr. Elephant, you see, I grabbed it and I dropped it by accident in the water when Giraffe was playing with it. He bent it over and he tried to, he was growling. He couldn't even get it. He couldn't even get it, and then Giraffe started to cry. And then Miss Elephant came along. She had a net, and she looked surprised. She fished it out with the net, and then Giraffe stopped crying. The lifeguard stopped worrying. So did the elephant. And then, with amazement, she gave it to Giraffe. He hugged his airplane. He was happy, and the elephant was happy too.